As the tension and daily adjustments continue, folks on Hawaii Island contemplate this as a lifestyle.
Well, I had three people call me before 7 o'clock in the morning to tell me that they would not be going to work because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to get back in.
Hawaii County Council member Eileen O'Hara represents Leilani Estates, Kapoho, parts Makai of Pahoa Town. She says people are timing their lives by roadblocks and curfews, clinging to their all-important permission placards.
A couple people call me who are elderly and have recently had surgery.
Well, they were afraid they'd get stuck outside the subdivision,
so they canceled their doctor's appointments.
Hawaii County Council member Jen Ruggles represents District 5, Kaimu, Opihikau, Kalapana, up Hawaiian Acres to Keaau Ag Lots. She says everyday life is a little more complicated for normal self-reliant folk. Take catchment water.
So when the ashfall is heavy, we disconnect the gutters and we cover the catchment up, wash the cover, and conserve water. Every day you have to clean the ash off and clean the ash out of the gutters. And then when the air quality clears up, we reconnect the gutters and fill up again.
Worried about your solar panels? The latest word is just water spray them off.
Go walk around your neighborhood. Imagine there's a lava flow coming down the street and it's burning houses. That's really hard to think about.
Geologist, volcanologist Scott Rowland says the current output of magma is staggering, but
we're not expecting like a Mount Pinatubo or a Mount St. Helens.
Absolutely correct. We're not expecting either of those things. Our volcanoes don't behave that way. So we shouldn't be waiting for a big one. We're in it.
Rowland says he and colleagues were discussing where they'd live if they wanted to feel really safe.
If you live in most of the coastal areas of all the islands, you are in Zone 1 hazard for tsunami.
Let's not think about relocating people from multi-million dollar homes and condos. Meanwhile, Hawaii County's eruption bill?
Oh, gosh. I think as of last week, it was maybe between $3 and $6 million.
Hawaii County Council member Miley David represents Volcano Village, down Kau, South Point, up through Captain Cook. She says conditions depend on the wind and ashfall, with Pahala first in line for flying debris.
It settles on their cars on the road. When the wind picks up, it just flies that ash all over the place again, and very difficult to breathe. The biggest concern right now is where will we be able to house all these people that are now have nowhere to go. We don't even know when it's going to stop.
Near the epicenter, Pahoa Town is holding on.
Yes, it's amazing. In fact, just last night I went and ate at Kaleo's, and we ate outside. And as the sun set, the whole sky was lighting up bright red, and we watched the moon rise through the glow of the lava. It was incredible. They're open for business, and they need support now more than ever.
Is there a silver lining yet?
In fact, we've noticed that people have been being kinder to each other. With the talk of the town, maybe.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.